A career-defining drive from Trevor Harris. And the Riders are going to the Grey Cup. 24-21 victory over the BC Lions with Tommy Neild hauling in a 3-yard touchdown pass with 11 seconds to go. Give the Riders a 24-21 victory. Whoo! How are we feeling, Belton Johnson?
I'm stressed, man. That was holy cow. I'm sweating and just nervous. What a game, man. What a game. And the Riders, right? You know, the first quarter, the first half wasn't very much, right? Second half was a lot better, but they came back. They got the win, man. Wow.
You're nervous? Ugh.
Yeah, they played.
That was tense.
On the intensity of the end of that football.
You're getting all keyed up by that touchdown call. You guys were deciding if the replay center was going to overturn it, right?
I thought they were, Darryl.
Yeah, well, the replay center owed the God Center owed them one from the regular season game, the Keon Hatcher touchdown and the Tavon Campbell fumble return. So they couldn't overrule that one. Holy man, they wouldn't have gotten out of any buildings after that one. Tough. What a drive. You're right. Is it a legacy-defining or career-defining touchdown drive if it's only in the West Final? If he does this in the playoffs, in the Grey Cup, yeah. I think it might be a little early. If he does something like this again and wins it, then you can point your way back to it, right, and say this is the type of thing that the reason they're there is because Trevor Harris put a drive together at the end. But let's lay off crowning him for a little while, Jamie.
Well,
How many seconds was that? 59 to 11 seconds.
When you talk about can Trevor Harris win the big one, I know the big one's the Grey Cup, but can Trevor Harris come through? Trevor Harris came through in the West Final to get his team to a Grey Cup. That, to me, is a defining moment in his career. Grey Cups, getting to the Grey Cup with the amount of talent the BC Lions have, absolutely. Now, does he have to win one? Absolutely has to win one, but he had to get there first with a clutch drive, clutch throws.
That was.
And he delivered. He delivered.
Good catch by Tommy Neild. Holy moly. We remember when they brought him in, we thought, oh, why are they using him ahead of Mitch Picton?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, now we see, right? Like, no offense to Mitch Picton, who's been a dependable receiver, but Tommy Neild has just been such a great addition to this football team.
Yeah,
we know why they're playing him. And the huge drives at the end. They did a good job protecting him. They couldn't stop. It was a lot to do with Nathan Rourke. They couldn't stop him very well. He's a tough, tough guy to stop, isn't he? And the way he runs and throws on the rollout, unbelievable offensive power. And the Rough Riders were to stay keep pace with him, pretty impressive.
1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone.
I'm not here to talk about Nathan Rourke. I think it's our time.
It almost wasn't, but he's right. He's right.
But yeah. It is the Riders' time for the West Division. As for the first time since 2018, a team other than the Winnipeg Blue Bombers will represent the West. And for the first time since 2013, it is the green and white. Okay. What do you think, Saskatchewan? 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone. Okay. We're going to start in California. Ryan, how you feeling down in Cali to see the Riders go to the Grey Cup?
I'm still trying to catch my breath after an incredible game. I was a little confused why Corey Mace didn't go for the touchdown on that third and goal.
Yes.
I am more than comfortable with saying he is smarter at coaching football than I am. And you're a genius when it works and a fool when it doesn't. And Corey Mace is a genius today. I did have a question for Belton, though. When I first called a year ago, I had asked, what would you rather have, an Ole Miss National Championship or a Riders Grey Cup? And I think that question is getting a little closer now. I'm just really excited.
Belton,
am I a little excited? Oh, man.
No, I'm just a little excited that this team's in the Grey Cup.
Oh, absolutely, man. The Riders, me and Jamie, didn't we predict they get there?
Well, 13-5, right? Grey Cup appearance.
So, and then
we were one win short, but Grey Cup appearance is coming.
And then, you know, he mentions my alma mater, right?
Mm-hmm. So they're going to be in the playoffs. We'll see what happens.
I just got to wait to the last game. You never know with those rival games.
Ryan, what do you think of their chances against the Montreal Alouettes?
I trust this team. I believe in this team. They make it shaky at times, but I don't think that there is a team in the CFL, if the Riders are playing the way that they're designed to play and can play good football, I think they can beat the Alouettes. They're a great team over there in Montreal, but I don't think this is something where they can't win the game. If Harris plays well, the defense plays well, and you know, what a great game by my favorite player on the team, Sam Emelis. Kept him in that last drive. Just really happy, really thrilled for everybody, and I fully think they can win the Grey Cup.
Ryan, thank you here on the Green Zone post-game show, and I'm sure we'll hear from Ryan after the Grey Cup game next Sunday.
Oh, we're going to do this again?
We have one more Green Zone game day.
Oh, you guys just want to extend it so you get another chance at bold predictions, right?
I don't know. We'll have to go through to see where the standings are.
Yeah, who knows
for the bold predictions. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone as Corey Mace is being presented with the West Division trophy. The Montreal Alouettes took it. They grabbed it. They took their team photo with it. We'll see what the Riders do. It looks like Jermarcus Hardrick is wandering around giving advice. I forget what the Bombers have been doing the last 3 years.
Lifting or not. Mosk, was when he was handed the trophy, lifted it and took it back to his team. So. Let's see what Corey Mace is doing. Yeah, he's not touching
Nobody's touching it. They're 10 yards away from it.
They told him not to touch it, so he did what they wished it looked like. So, yeah.
In 2013, they touched it, I'm just saying. But Corey Mace and Jeremy O'Day with an embrace after the West Championship. They're just leaving it on the podium. They're not touching the thing.
Man, that was tense.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Boy, Rider Nation, how are we feeling out there? On this Saturday evening. Darren, how you doing?
I'm glad I don't have an AED in my truck because I would have used it on myself. My hands are shaking. My friends are texting me up. Are you all right? Are you doing all right? I thought the refs were going to screw us over because every time that work got wrapped up, they were holding our guys. They were cackling our guys. And then that Yahoo suitor says, oh, what an amazing play by Rourke. Yeah, when you cheat, of course that happens, right? But Ouellette, when he fumbled that ball and they went back to him and he came back with a vengeance, I knew that the team was going to fight hard till the end. I had faith in them. And then when they took the field goal instead of, you know, gambling, you know, like, he's the head coach. I have faith in Mace. I'm not Mace. He knows his defense. All my Bomber guys are calling me up saying, dumb move, dumb move, dumb move. And I didn't respond to none of them. And, you know, to see that when Tommy Neal caught that ball, I actually cried. And then I thought when it went to replay, I thought, oh, the command center is going to screw us over again. But, hey, you know what? They did. We won. Now, my question is, Bill, are you coming to Winnipeg to party with us?
Oh, man. You got those steaks over there. Ooh-wee.
Hey, I got guys saying we got to have steaks every day. I have a guy coming from Fort Mac. He says, we got to do the steaks. So it's just like, you got to come. And I think the only day we can have the party is a Friday night because Saturday is stuff and Thursday is stuff. So, guys, get in touch. We're going to have a party. We're going to have a great time. And you know what? And I was cheering for Hamilton. I was cheering for Hamilton because every time the Riders play Hamilton, we beat them. And then when Davis Alexander hurt his hammy, I said, nope, I'm cheering for Montreal because there's no way if he's not a mobile quarterback. No, I said to my buddies, the West is going to win the Grey Cup. If he can't run the ball, that's it. We won. It's ours. It is absolutely ours, and we're gonna party. We're
going to
party, party, party.
Oh, Winnipeg is going to be a party. Yeah. Absolutely. Darren, there's no doubt about it. As there's going to be a lot of green. There's going to be a whole convoy heading east this week to Winnipeg, Manitoba for the 112th Grey Cup. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone postgame show. Bob, how are you doing? It's been a few weeks.
I know, and my heart's just pounding. I tell you, I said they're going to lose. But my wife said, no, they're going to win. And I said, how? And be damned, they went down there and they won. And I was with you guys on the God replay. I thought was going to shoot us in the foot, but we got away with that. And I thought it was a catch right off the bat. And the other thing that got me was that pass that Rorick threw when he was in the grasp. If one of our guys would have hit him while he was in the grasp before he tossed that underhand pass, we'd have probably got roughing the passer on that because he was on his way down. And you're going to get called on that one every time. Mm-hmm. And the cardiac kids, my God, I don't know. Almost everybody in Saskatchewan is probably having a heart attack. And everybody in the fans, they must have been going nuts there. In fact, with only that little bit of time left, it looked like there's some people that were leaving because they figured that the game was over.
Oh, there's people walking out with us. We were rushing back to the studio with about 6 minutes left, and there was people walking with us to the cars.
Yep,
that's for sure. Yeah. Right, it was right after the Rourke touchdown that made it 21-14.
Yeah. I think you should text Rourke and say it's our time.
Well, he was barking, Bob, at the east sideline. It's our time after the comment we played from Trevor Harris about that one.
What about the kicker?
Perfect today.
Well, it was perfect today. Yeah.
That's good, but I'm going to tell you,
you're going to have to start cheering for the kickers.
Well, I was nervous every kick he had kicked there.
So, the last one, put them ahead by three, right?
Yeah. Whoa.
Well, Bob.
So we're getting closer to 1 minute for my song, but we only get 24 seconds today.
Yeah, the victory song is One More Time.
It's a run, it's a scenery, it goes. It's the guys and the girls under those stadium lights. Singing long live the night. All the beers and the ears gonna fly on by. We're just small town stars holding on to midnight. Take a sip, this is it. Raise them all up real high.
There it is! Yeah. 24 seconds for every point the Riders score for Bob's victory song in the West Final. Riders win 24-21. We just see in the replay that catch from Dante Myers that set up the game-winning touchdown.
Oh. That was badly thrown ball. It was behind him, and Myers went back to get it. Yes, huge, huge play by Dante Myers. Yeah, that's the one that set up that game winner. So that meant a lot to them. You're right. Oh, my goodness.
What a game. Riders are going to the Grey Cup for the first time since 2013. They will match up against the Montreal Alouettes in Winnipeg, Manitoba next Sunday, but we got a lot more coming. Britton Gray is doing his great work. He'll come back from Mosaic Stadium with the post-game thoughts from the team as they are gearing up for the biggest game of most of their lives, the 112th Grey Cup against Davis Alexander and the Alouettes. But what a game. There's a lot to break down. A lot to break down, including Corey Mace's thought to kick a field goal from the 5-yard line down by 7. There was a lot doubting him.
Me too.
Me too.
But if he didn't do it, maybe they didn't win the football game. Maybe we're still watching overtime. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the Green Zone post-game show. For the first time since our first season on Green Zone Game Days, we are on a post-game show saying the Rough Riders are going to the Grey Cup. Yes, a 24-21 win that came down to the play of the game.
Maybe it made you, it might have made you, or maybe just made you.
Come on!
It's time for the play of the game.
Daryl, what's the play of the game in the West Final?
Well, let me think. as much as I'd like to give it to like Marcus Sales for that wild interception near the goal line, or the Dante Myers tough catch at the end of the game, it's got to be Tommy Neal's touchdown catch. A 3-yard touchdown doesn't sound like a whole lot, but it was 3 yards to win the game. Controversial, yes, close, tough catch, great coverage by, was it Peters, was the defensive back on Neal, and Harris threw a very good pass. He'd been struggling on his targets a little bit, but found it right in the breadbasket of Tommy Neal, who went down, hit the ground, and it went to the God Center. And we know how the God Center operates around here sometimes, but the God Center decided, hey, you know what? We owe the Riders one for 2 weeks ago from the preseason, from the last game of the regular season. So they let it stand. That's the play of the game, Jamie.
Harris, end zone! Touchdown! Touchdown, Tommy Neal!
There it is, the play of the game, man, as called by Rod Smith on TSN. That was a catch.
It was a catch.
It was a catch.
It was a catch.
Yeah. There should be no controversy in BC over that one. That was a better catch than Keon Hatcher's two weeks ago. That's for sure. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line. Thanks for your patience tonight. We'll get right back to the fan line, and we are going to Port Moody, BC. Eric, what are you thinking tonight?
Well, if there's any doubt that Corey Mace is coach of the year, that should be put to rest. That was a strategic showdown for the last 3 minutes trying to figure out how you're going to win the game. You put it in the hands of your defense, and he had total trust in that team. And I'm so glad my heart rate has finally come down from that ridiculously long review. I couldn't see an angle that they had any question. Like, it was way more clear than the one 2 weeks ago. So congratulations to the Riders. Great job. And I am looking forward to the Grey Cup.
What do you think of the matchup against Montreal, Eric?
Well, you know, we all have a little PTSD from a decade ago, but I think it's going to be great. It's two very strategic coaches going head to head. And two really good teams. It'll be a classic veteran versus new guy matchup. And I think it's going to come down just like this game, down to the defenses and those last minute drives, whoever has the ball last. It's going to be, I see, a very exciting game.
Maybe a new guy. Davis Alexander had a limp and he tweaked the hamstring that's been bothering him all year. He says he's playing. And I don't doubt that part, but remember, he might not. They might say, you know what, you can't run. And they're a different team, obviously, with McLeod Bethel-Thompson, a quarterback. But if Davis Alexander can't run, that cuts into him, too. Remember, the Riders in 2007 got to play a game against a team who had lost their starting quarterback. Kevin Glenn was out.
That worked out well for
Ryan Dinwiddie steps in, and the Riders win. It helps you win Grey Cups if the opposing team doesn't have its starting quarterback. Hey, Belton? No offense, you deserve to win, but is easier.
Well, especially, you know, the starting quarterback is the key, right?
And, he really is.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Davis Alexander is what, 13-0?
I think 13-0 as a starter.
So he runs that team. You know what? He actually reminds me of Rourke just a little bit because when I watched him earlier today, he, you know, escaping, running around out of the pocket and everything, delivering strikes.
Yeah,
he's got a big arm too. Mm-hmm. So if he is missing in any kind of way, oh man, I can't see it there.
Yeah, McLeod Bethel-Thompson. Oh. I can't believe McLeod Bethel-Thompson has won a Grey Cup.
I think it's going to be dead. He's gonna fight through it. I just don't know if that hamstring's going to hold up the whole game. They're going to try everything in their power, it seems like every week when Davis Alexander's in a game, he starts limping. And it'll be an interesting storyline next week in Winnipeg. Les in Corning, how you doing tonight, Les?
Ooh, doggy, man. All right, Grey Cup bound, we're coming. Let's do it, and we're going to do it. Oh, man, what a game. What a game. My heart's still pounding, actually. excellent. Corey Mace on playing that clock and putting all his faith into his defense to holding the offense of BC back. They did it seven times earlier in the game, and he said, yep, do her again, and they did it. And that was fantastic. Amelis, Sales, and that catch by Tommy Neal, fantastic for the win. Harris, those quick outs, downs, he was watching that clock. Everybody was running in sync. There was they caught BC off there. Mm-hmm. I thought we were a little bit done when, what was it, Rivas got kind of off track and Hatcher caught and scored a touchdown to make it 21 for BC. But, yeah. That I thought, oh no, I was like Bob, well, there goes the ball game. But no, they come back and they incredible, just incredible. And Ouellette, well, he did a drop. He did a drop last game too, though. But I'll forget that one after the win, boy. Because, wow, is all I can really say, guys. And it's great you guys get to be on the radio once more.
Yeah,
I love it.
And one more game day coming up next Sunday with the Rough Riders against the Alouettes in the Grey Cup. Les, thanks for the call. If you've been waiting, you can hit redial now at 1-877-332-8255 here on the Green Zone postgame show. As Rider Nation, as you should be, jacked up after a thrilling, what a game. Mm-hmm. What a great game of football between the Lions, and especially the second half. Well, the first half was a little bit beyond.
A little sluggish. We got a rouge and a field goal.
The first half of the East final was also a little slow, and then the second half picked up to a walk-off field goal for Maltos Diaz to send the Alouettes to the Grey Cup. But whew, couple of late drives by Rourke, a late drive by Harris.
Mm.
An interesting decision from the head coach of the Rough Riders to kick the field goal rather than try to score from the 5-yard line on third down. But
it worked out, but I still have some misgivings about that one. I wouldn't have done that ever.
Well, that scenario there, right?
Yeah.
They pass it twice. I'm thinking, run the freaking ball, man.
First and goal from the 5, right?
Run it.
Incompletion field goal.
And then I'm sitting there, Daryl, I might have cursed him based on something, because, and I'm like, okay, no way they're going to kick a field goal. And
like, why would they come cut the 7-point deficit down to 4 points?
Exactly.
They still need a touchdown.
Yep.
But they got the touchdown. And they had the punt. Remember, they went a 2 and out and had a minute 48 left and had to punt again. And you're thinking,
I'm screaming, go for it.
Well, that one I could live with easier because they're 3rd and 10, right?
So, oh, yeah.
From
oh,
their
yeah.
own 30, yeah. 30, 30 yeah, whatever
they,
it was.
They don't make it and they're done. But if they go for it and don't make it, they've hemmed BC in at BC's 5-yard line, mm-hmm. right? So that makes it just, it went against all rules of strategy and logic. And it worked. So who knows? This is football.
It worked.
Yeah.
Rider Nation's very thankful that it worked. As we go to David up next. David, what are you thinking tonight as the Riders celebrate a West Division championship?
Whoa, wow. That's all I can say. What a game. Up and down, back and forth. Man, I thought in the second half when we come out there and scored that touchdown and then stopped them and I thought we were going to take control of the game right there, but nope. BC fought back. I got to give Rourke credit, man. He's the only thing that kept them in that game. If they would have had a normal quarterback back there, a normal scrambling quarterback type of thing, the Riders would have had about 8 sacks, and I don't think this game would have been within 14 points. But anyways, he's a good player. There's no doubt about that, and definitely the MVP. But I want to thank Benny Benavides there, and thank you for rushing three rushers that last drive. Exactly what Trevor Harris would have ordered up if he could have asked Benny what kind of defense.
Yeah, what a soft defense at the end, wasn't that amazing?
And I was also questioning Corey on when he kicked that field goal. I kind of figured, man, oh man, I don't know. And then when he punted too, I thought, man, are we going to get the ball back one first down? And then when we did get it back, you know, we only had a minute to go, and we had to do some quick work there. But thankfully, like I said, thank you, Benny, for allowing us to get 15, 20 yards out of crack. And AJ, great game, but keep your feet on the ground, buddy. Too many leaps, and that cost him once. That was probably about his third time he tried to leap over tacklers, and
Well, that, and that time he was trying to leap over
like
five guys.
Yeah. Like he was up in the air a long time and lots of time to get that ball knocked out. So hopefully he keeps – after that, he kept his feet in the ground, and he did a good job. And, that's about it. I'm just happy the Riders are going to the Grey Cup. Woo-hoo. And how loud was it there? Did the fans do their part?
It was loud.
It was.
Yeah, it was loud. There's no doubt.
I thought BC did a pretty good job of handling it then. I mean, they had a couple illegal procedures, but I thought they did a decent job. But right on. Go Riders. I'll let somebody else talk. And
whoop.
I'm looking forward to next week. This is going to be a great week. Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be a great week. The Green Zone will be live from Winnipeg. We are making our way there on Tuesday as the Riders will get there Monday night. And our coverage begins. Practices start on Wednesday of next week. They do have an optional practice if they want one, but I doubt the Riders will add an extra practice in Winnipeg. Because it'll be open, and they'll want to hold off on secrets until later on in the week, I imagine. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone. I believe we got Brian in Nanaimo next. Brian, how are you feeling?
Guys. Well, the ambulance crew just left. I'm okay.
The which crew?
The ambulance crew.
The ambulance crew. Oh, okay. They bring the defib in?
Yeah.
All right.
All three of us had to get shocked.
Shots of what?
Yeah. Shocked.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Shocked. Oh, sorry. That's just like shots of something. Okay.
Boy, that the call to kick that field goal, we were going WTF.
Yep.
But, I said, you know what's going to happen? He's going to look like a bloody genius because we're going to do this. But he's going, I wouldn't bet $1,000 on it.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing goes, the offensive line rocked it. Zero sacks. They did their job. Ouellette had a great game. Just happy as can be. I can't wait for next weekend.
Are you going to try to find your way to Winnipeg, Brian?
We tried. I looked for flights, and it was crap. I couldn't do it. I just went, no, I can't do it.
That's unfortunate.
Or I would. I entered a bunch of contests to win tickets or win a trip, but don't know if that'll happen. But thanks all year, guys, for taking the calls from everybody and that. I really appreciate you guys and everything you do in Dalton. Keep putting up those great recipes. And we'll talk next week, I hope.
Right on, Brian. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for the calls all season here on the Green Zone postgame show. One more left for a Green Zone game day as the Riders punch their ticket to the Grey Cup for the first time since 2013 in dramatic fashion, 24-21. We do need to take another timeout. We'll get audio back coming from Mosaic Stadium as well from our Green Zone Rider reporter, Britton Gray. But I see you, Brian, Morgan, Dom, Keith. We see you. We'll get to you. Thanks for your patience tonight on a celebratory evening in Saskatchewan with a West final victory. Trevor Harris to Tommy Neal, 11 seconds left for the win. This is 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Welcome back to the Green Zone postgame show as the Rough Riders are going to Winnipeg. The only time you really want to go to Winnipeg is when they're hosting the Grey Cup, and here we go. The Riders against the Alouettes. Is this one of those Rider games where we're going to be like, remember the 2025 West Final when Tommy Neal played Rider Hero?
Only if they win.
Only if they win next week.
And that's why I was talking to you. You're right. It might be a career-defining touchdown drive for Trevor Harris, but only if they win next week. You can say, yes, they got to the West Final, but unless they win this, then you say, well, that was a pretty good drive. But you know what? The one that gets them into it, and then if they go on to win, no matter what he does next week, if he plays okay, that can be a career-definer. So, but I think we're jumping the gun a little bit to say it because you still got to follow it up with the biggest win of them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened in the 2013 West Final? Oh, they went to didn't they go to Calgary and smoke them? I remember the West semifinal. The West semifinal was Darien putting the team on his back in the second half against the BC Lions and running his way. But I think it went. They went to Calgary and smoked them for the trip to the Grey Cup in 2023. Okay, let's get back to the fan line. One line just somebody just dropped. If you want to hit redial and get in now, let's go to Brian in Saskatoon. Brian.
Well, at least you got a week left to grow some more fingernails back.
Oh boy.
I don't know what Mace was thinking doing kicking that field goal. That goes against, with the amount of time left, that goes against all logic. But somehow his miraculously worked out. He just doesn't have the golden horseshoe up his butt. I think he's got the whole horse, actually. But going back to the play of the game, I don't think it was the winning touchdown. I think the play of the game was BC's last possession, second down, and us holding them to a two and out because they get one more set of downs. You don't have time to come back and win that game, right?
Yeah. Huge but, defensive play.
Huge defensive play, yeah.
Moving on to next week, let's not do what we've seen them do more often, not all season, is lay an egg in the first half. Like, it seemed that this team, until the other team's got their foot on their throat, that's what it takes to wake them up. Let's go next week. Let's score a touchdown maybe through the first half and not make things so critical come fourth quarter time. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Brian, thanks for the call. It would help the anxiety of Rider Nation if they got off to a quick start, of course, although in a Grey Cup against the Montreal Alouettes, they were up big, remember, in that 2009 Grey Cup against the Montreal Alouettes and company. But I'm interested in seeing what the weather forecast is for Winnipeg, Manitoba. The long-range forecast, it actually looks like it's going to pick up into the weekend. It might be 10 on Friday, and it looks like pretty decent weather expected. Long-range forecast, maybe 10? Some rain on the weekend, plus 4 on Sunday game day.
Wow.
For Winnipeg in mid-November.
Wow.
Hey.
Pretty good.
Remember, what's today? November 8th? So 2 years from yesterday, 2 years coming up from yesterday.
That'll be the Grey Cup.
Grey Cup, and it snowed. So don't make fun of Winnipeg weather. We got the same stuff here. And you think November 7th, oh, that'll help out in terms of snow. No, we had our first real serious snowfall in Saskatchewan, and that might be Grey Cup weekend in 2 years. So interesting, but it could be nice. Jamie, take your flip-flops.
Yeah. Shorts too, man.
Shorts, yeah.
Plus four, no. Giddy up.
I don't wear shorts when it's 30. Let's go to Keith in Saskatoon. Keith, how you holding up after the drama that ensued to send the Riders to their first Grey Cup appearance since 2025?
Jamie and gentlemen, I have little voice left, little emotions left. I've had a magical 2 weeks. I was in Toronto to see Springer hit the three-run jack in Game 7 against Seattle. And now to be here at Mosaic tonight, it was that first half, gentlemen. The only thing that moved faster than the Rider offense, I think, was the waiting line to get into the men's room at halftime at Mosaic. Like, talk about an absolutely deplorable first half of football. And then to pivot it like we had, three quick points I'll leave you with. To me, this game was eerily similar to 2019 West Final. So I was so happy on the final touchdown when Trevor didn't try to doink it off the crossbar like Cody did in 2019, had the pass to Tommy Neild. And thank you for letting us know it was Neild, because I have season tickets in Mosaic, and I was unaware who caught the ball because I was kneeling at my row looking up into the big screen. And when the touchdown happened, of course, the emotions come. So thank you for letting us know.
Kneeling or praying?
Both. Kneeling and praying. And come on, football gods, give us something.
Please, please, oh please, God center, you overwhelming being that controls all things Canadian. Oh please, God center, rule in our favor. Well, something like that.
So, and two other quick points. Number one, you know, I'm a regular caller in, and especially in 2022 and 2023, I was really critical of Jeremy O'Day, but I've got to tip my cap to Jeremy O'Day. Tonight, gentlemen, we played four American offensive linemen, zero quarterback sacks, Trevor Harris, again, had a couple of runs. A.J. Ouellette, a couple of really good runs as well. The reason we could play four offensive linemen who are American is because we have depth at Canadian receiver. So I know DHB had, or DDB had some drops, but KSB had some good receptions. Samuel Emelis, Tommy Neal with a touchdown. So I got to give credit to O'Day for the drafting of Canadian receivers and for getting Canadian free agents. Point number three, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that I think we as Rider Nation witnessed tonight Trevor Harris's last pass in Mosaic. I was really critical. I was ready to disavow the Riders, get back my season tickets after the first half, and especially in the even in the third and fourth quarter when Harris looked so like very old and very arthritic back there. And then with the calls that we had while we were running the ball with AJ, first and goal from the five, Mace rolled the dice, came up a winner. But I tell you, am I thinking ahead again for 2026? You know, I love the three that Trevor's had. To me, this was a Rider. I'm looking forward to next week. We have never beat the Owls in a Grey Cup. Hopefully we can reverse the curse and win championship number five. Go Riders!
Yeah, Keith, that is a great call. Great points. As it was looking rough early going, there was like one drive for the Riders. That first drive of the second half, though, boom. That was like, oh, maybe they got some. Then the momentum shifted back to BC, and he had to wait the end of the game, until the last, the third last drive, they kicked the field goal. The second drive was a two and out, and then the last drive, the game-winning touchdown.
I just felt like both sides in the first half there, I just felt like everybody was playing so tight and they kind of nervous a little bit, right?
Is that just it? Because the East final was the same way. Is that what you put it up to? Is just calling, everybody's just tight. It is just so much pressure.
Trying to be so perfect and everything, right?
And players often say that. The semifinal is tougher to play, is more nerve-wracking than the final because you're one win away from getting there. Once you get there, whatever happens, just play your best.
Bingo.
But there's so much stress on you to get there. That's what your goal is. Once you get there, you think, okay, we've done everything right to get here. We're competitive. But this is the toughest one because losing here might even hurt more than losing a Grey Cup, right? Because you just think, you know what? If we did a couple things right, we're there, and then we've got a chance. This way they say, well, I've talked to a lot of athletes who say that losing the semifinal is tougher than losing a final. And you're way more nervous when you're starting because you're one step away from reaching your goal.
Depending on how you lose the
final. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, 2009 was as painful as I've ever seen. That's true. So that's a good point.
Let's go to Dom up next on the Green Zone post-game show. Dom, what are you thinking tonight with the Rough Riders heading to Winnipeg?
Well, gentlemen, it was absolute cinema, as Martin Scorsese once said. That was a Titan versus Titan game. Don't get me wrong, that first half was absolute dog water. I don't think we could have played offense worse during the rest of the season. But Corey May separated himself from the okay coaches to the great ones by adjusting in the second half. That offense on that final 6 minutes, oh my gosh, I almost crashed out about seven or eight times, guys. That was like, I could have taken heart attack medication for that. That was kind of some crazy play calling, but wow, they ended that game and we're going to Winnipeg now. That was spectacular.
Yeah, well, it was a crazy finish. It was nuts. It's the latest because we have to rush back, of course, to do the post game show. Of course, Daryl is watching on the TSN app.
And you're driving.
And I'm driving.
Sometimes.
So we stayed the latest we ever have today.
Oh, yeah.
Belton, we walked out with Belton. Yeah. Usually Belton leaves way later than us. Uh-huh. And we were like, that was the fastest I've walked through the parking lot.
That's true. I can keep up to you, yeah. And there were a lot of fans talking after Jamie. Jamie, slow down. I got short legs. But there were people leaving because fans, Rider fans leave if the team is losing.
Yeah.
They never leave when this team is winning.
Well,
but they were losing when we left.
Well, it was when Rourke scored the touchdown, the go-ahead touchdown on our way out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then we heard the roar, the big catch to, I think it was Tommy Neal, actually, down the sideline. And then another big run by A.J. Ouellet, and it was like, okay, there you
go.
That's the drive.
And then you get down to the five, and you're like, they're going to kick a field goal. Uh-oh, okay, interesting decision.
Well, he's going to be heralded as a genius, as everybody is. You know, I had no idea. I can't. That'll work one out of 1,000 times. And tonight was the time.
Yes. All righty. Let's go to Dallas coming up. Dallas, what are you thinking tonight with the Riders heading to Winnipeg for the Grey Cup?
Well, I didn't catch the beginning of your show here, but I will say, kind of echoing with what I did here, that my goodness, I don't know if this game they were trying to test people's cardiac function, because that was, I still am out of breath from that ending. But you know what, this is like, it's incredible. I mean, we've been kind of talking and been very critical, and I will say I have, even the past few years, because we've been a team, like, you guys talk about losing the semifinals regardless if it's the East or the West, but for us, I think our Achilles heel has always been the West final, because for the past couple of years we've made it to West finals and we couldn't complete. And that's why I always said, are we truly a Grey Cup caliber team? And you know what? This team definitely proved it. I will say, though, that Trevor Harris does have to be, I hope they take some time to really kind of do some reflection, because our offense does need to be on their A game when we're fighting Montreal. But I think this is bittersweet for a couple of reasons. A, because the talk with Trevor Harris, you guys had a segment earlier on, yesterday or the day before, something like that, talking about how Trevor Harris, if he loses, then that would ruin his legacy if he doesn't win a Grey Cup as a starter. I've always been a fan of Trevor Harris. Like, he's a fantastic quarterback, a really solid guy, and this would be bittersweet if we could not only beat Montreal and take away those 2009-2010 victories to rewrite our own destiny, but also for Trevor Harris to win that cup as a Saskatchewan Rough Rider, as a starter, would just be, you couldn't write a better storybook ending. So other than that, you know what? Amazing. A.J. Ouellet is fantastic. They just got to focus on ball security, work on their catches for the offense. But my goodness, the Corey Mace, the way that he talked about how the connection with this team, that's really why what I wanted to hear. And I feel that's why we were able to squeak out that victory in those last few seconds there. So good job, Riders. We're Grey Cup bound, boys. Let's take it all home.
Dallas, thanks for the call here on the Green Zone postgame show.
You know, Trevor Harris lately has been talking, we've talked about this, and I've written about it, about Trevor Harris winning Grey Cups, but never as a starter.
Mm.
You know, and we knew that it was under his craw. He never really mentioned it until basically this week, mm-hmm. right? He's been talking about it freely this week, realizing maybe that's what's motivating him a little bit, right? That he's the leader of this team. As Dallas was talking about, he's the main guy. He's been there, but he has never taken a team as a starter to a Grey Cup, and now he has. So he's accomplished something. He did a great job in that final drive. That can be a legacy builder if he works on it. But he's still, as I say, guys, and he knows that too, if he wants to be considered a top echelon quarterback, he's had a great career, but he's got to win it a Grey Cup as a starter just to cement what we know about him and what everybody thinks about him. But that makes him part of history.
Man. I don't know. I'm still on that last drive. That was what I'm serious.
Was a great drive. Of course it was
57 seconds
mm-hmm.
when they had the ball there, and for him to go all the way down the field, it was completion.
You noted something, Belton, during that drive, that Sam Emelis was kind of scooting the ball away.
Oh yeah,
and you were like, why wouldn't he give it to the official? And then we realized, well, wait. If he scoots the ball away, instead of just giving it to the ref and then they can spot it, it gives them more time to reset.
And probably to talk and everything, right? The coaches to figure out what the next player and all this stuff mm-hmm. is, right? Especially if they see, if they line up in certain formations and everything, okay, this is what, you got to anticipate a little bit, right? And I don't know, that last drive, that's cemented in my head, man. Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Wow. But I think he's got to follow it up just to confirm that he is a superstar, a legendary quarterback. He had a minute three left, to be honest.
Was it a minute three there?
And it was on their own 34. Remember, Emelis made a good catch. But then, remember, L. Duncan Busby dropped that one at him right in the hands. So they're second and ten with 48 seconds left.
Then Amelis caught one, and AJ Allette pushed him over the first down.
Yes, he did.
It was short of the first
and Amelis
down.
Caught another one, and then Allette caught one, and then Myers caught that. That was great catch at the at
his
the three
his catch ra- Dante Myers catch radius
to turn back like that.
He's a smaller receiver.
I know, but his catch radius is huge.
Britton did a great job in training camp of talking about it, going Dante Myers, he's smaller, but you throw it anywhere near him and he contorts his body in different ways to bring it down, and he showed it on the most crucial play, maybe the second most crucial play of the season on offense. For the Rough Riders.
Because if he doesn't catch that, that could have been probably a pick or something, right? Because just going back.
That he threw behind him. Harris didn't throw exceptionally well tonight, right? No. You know, it seemed like he was off target a few, but there were also some bad drops, too, that made him worse than his numbers worse. But he threw, even that one to Emelis was a duck, right? There were a couple of wobblers there that guys made good catches on. And the best catch of all, Neal made a tremendous catch, but Myers had a better catch. Maybe not more important, but just as crucial.
As we continue here on the Green Zone postgame show, we have to take another quick timeout, but we'll get right back to you. I know you're excited. I know you're pumped up, and I know you want to break it down with us, and I'm glad you want to. Here on the Green Zone, it is the postgame show. Riders are going to Winnipeg for the 112th Grey Cup. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie Nye, Canadian Football Hall of Fame reporter Darrell Davis, Grey Cup champion Belton Johnson. Here we go. For the first time since 2013, the Rough Riders are back in the Grey Cup championship game with a 24-21 epic finish against the BC Lions. And the guy who is going to win MOP, we're pretty sure, Nathan Rourke, and top Canadian, they prevail. And it'll be the Rider team who are heading to Winnipeg, as Nathan Rourke will have to go there with Matthew Betts and maybe collect some awards as individuals. So let's go to Andy in Regina. Andy, thanks for your patience tonight, but what are you thinking with the Rough Riders' performance?
Okay, one thing I want to say is, Belton, were you sweating because of the game, or were you sweating because of the food you gave the guys?
Chili.
It was the game.
Okay, but the thing is, I was going to say, they finally let the dogs out. Like, the offensive line and the defensive line. They finally let them out. They let them loose.
Well,
they did everything that they could. And they finally let them go. Like, they're not chained up. They let them loose.
And that's where we looked at the breakdown, Andy, before this game. I thought the Riders were going to handle their business a lot more than need a touchdown with 11 seconds left to go to win this game. But I thought they had the better defensive line. I thought they had the better offensive line. They ran the ball extremely well when they went to AJ Allette.
Yeah.
And the defensive line was able to get to a couple of, like, Houdiniacs from Nathan Rourke.
That one that he flung towards Butler. Unbelievable.
But it was almost like Patrick Mahomes, like, where he just tossed it under some kind of way.
The capabilities of some athletes like that, you're right, to react in those situations and to complete the pass, and Butler gets a first down out of it. Amazing. You think, karma's going against the Riders now, but it wasn't.
So, and then the defensive line will be interesting to see what that rotation might look like. Next week, I imagine they're going to go with the same roster.
There is some
injury concern. Joe Robustelli did not finish the game. Of course, Del Duncan Busby came in. Roland Milligan was injured early, but did finish the game. He has that knee brace on. That'll be something to watch as well this week, getting ready for the Grey Cup. But overall, it looks like they count. And it looks like Keyshawn Johnson was close. So if Robustelli can't go, it might be Keyshawn Johnson anyways for the Rough Riders next week in
the
Grey Cup.
Good thing they got Dante Myers back, hey?
Ooh,
he didn't make many catches, but oh boy, was that a big one at the
end. It was.
Three catches, and his biggest was down to the three-yard line as the Riders are going to Montreal. Let's go to Taylor next. Taylor!
Going to Winnipeg.
Going to Winnipeg to face Montreal. Taylor,
sound like that guy in the tire commercial. Oh, we're going to Winnipeg.
Taylor, what are you thinking tonight?
Well, obviously, this was probably the best night I've ever had as a Rider fan in a very, very long time, gentlemen. So that's freaking awesome. The second thing I got to know was I heard, I think Justin Dunk mentioned that we are not in Winnipeg's locker room. Hold on. First off, why? Because we have the best record in the CFL. I've never heard of that before. Please break that down for me, even if it is common sense, because I wanted nothing more to have the Rough Riders in that crappy locker room and our Rider logo all over the Blue Bomber stuff and win a great cup there.
Tough luck. They alternated back and forth. It goes east-west in the home team locker room.
It used to be they
tried to alternate the sites of the Grey Cup between east and west teams, and then they thought the only way to be fair, because most of the a lot of the west, there's a lot more Grey Cups in the west these days, they said the only way it's fair is to alternate the home dressing room between the east champion and the west champion, and this year the east champion gets the home team's dressing room.
Yes, the West has it in the even numbered years, because the Bombers had the Riders room in 2022, and the Bombers had the room last year in BC. And in 2020,
in BC, that's not much, because they're both about the same rooms.
They're right across the alley from each other.
But yeah, getting the Riders room or getting the Bombers room, yeah, that's a nice little place. Yeah. But yeah, in BC doesn't mean much.
Yeah, 2023,
Montreal
had the Hamilton.
Toronto doesn't mean much. But Winnipeg.
Montreal had the Hamilton.
Yeah,
room,
Calgary, sure. Edmonton, most of those teams, it matters. You get a good dressing room. Yeah. But this one, yeah, that's just the way it goes. So the Alouettes get they're the home team, so they get the advantage.
So I know how you're feeling, Taylor. It would have been hilarious. The Bombers were in the Rider room here,
but they
didn't win. So yeah, they didn't have the champagne. So maybe that's just it. Maybe you don't want that.
Yeah. What did our buddy Derek Taylor just tweet out? He said, suddenly all of Manitoba has become Alouettes fans.
Oh, I bet. Oh, yep, man.
They'll be the home team, so they'll feel like it, too.
Although, right? I imagine a lot of them are already putting their tickets for sale that are being snapped up right now by Saskatchewan fans.
Doug Brown's offering his two for 90, commentator.
$9,700
bucks for two tickets. He's kidding, I think.
I know.
Somebody from Saskatchewan might buy them. Who knows?
Wow.
It's going to be an interesting mix in Winnipeg, but Riderville's going to be bumping on the weekend. That is for sure. Chris is calling from Florida. Chris, what are you thinking on the Riders heading to the Grey Cup?
Gentlemen, let me tell you, man, I've been watching a lot of Canadian football here down in Florida, and I've been a Riders fan since Cody, I forget his last name, hit the crossbar.
Fajardo. Yeah.
And so, fun fact, I actually played college football with Dante Myers on Presbyterian. Guy's been a dog. He's always been a dog. To watch him make that play in the crunch time, what he does, man. I expect three touchdowns in the Grey Cup. You can lock that in right now. Three touchdowns in the Grey Cup. My last thought here is, you know, like I said, I've watched a lot of football. I'm on Twitter a lot. I don't get the Trevor Harris hate. Guys, first guy in, last guy out, understands the game. I'm taking him over Mahomes, Brady, Manning in the clutch. As Tom Brady, with 57 seconds left in the Canadian Football League, won a championship.
He's never been to be able to try.
It makes you think. He's got two cups. Brady's got seven NFL championships with zero Canadian football championships.
Yeah. Brady won them as a starter, and that's what Trevor Harris is mad at himself about that, and has been talking about that he's won two great cups, but they were both as backups. They were never as a starting quarterback.
Very much aware. Listen, I think when the moment shines, the brightest he will perform. I'm tired of the hate. 57 seconds. The guy's going to get it done. I'm locking it in. Joe Namath style, Super Bowl III. Trevor Harris, Riders, Saskatchewan Rough Riders are Grey Cup champions. Thank you, guys. Love Canada. See you guys, buddy.
Right on, Chris. Thanks for calling from Florida. And the prediction of Dante Myers, three touchdowns. I'm going to write that down. Dante Myers, three touchdowns.
He makes three catches. They were the big ones.
Ooh, what a catch. What a catch.
And usually he's the home run hitter, right?
Yeah.
Man.
As we go to Mark is next. Mark, what are you thinking tonight?
Well, I'm really happy they won.
I'm very upset with the offensive calls the whole game. The first half, until we got to the last 3 minutes, it was run, and then we were 2nd and 7, 2nd and 8. We got real lucky winning this game, in my personal opinion. I don't understand why we don't try to throw the ball a little further down on first down. I'm hoping we win. I'm not overly confident, in my personal opinion. Montreal's quarterback being down, that's going to be a big thing, but I don't understand the offensive calls. 1st and 5, on the goal line, you got Stevens and Ouellette, yeah. And then you try to throw it
twice.
Two times. Mm-hmm. Twice. I don't understand that. Maybe the first down, but after that, just give the ball to the boys and let them pound it in. I really hate the offensive calls in this game. Your thoughts?
Well, Mark, let's discuss here on the Green Zone post game show. That's what we're for,
and that's the one that I thought. Jamie, you and I talked about that. They not only do they want to score there, they want to take time off the clock too, right? And if they had it done that and run the ball two times, three times, maybe, yeah, right, with Tommy Stevens and AJ Ouellette in the backfield, which they've used before, you should be able to get 5 yards.
How much did he average Ouellette this game?
Six and a half.
Yeah, he would have got in the end zone.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The way he was going. Yeah. Yeah. And but the two incompletions stopped the clock. And then,
here's my thought though. On
you said that they should have run it twice. There, you've changed.
No. But okay. I was thinking about the Tommy Stevens decision. Tommy Stevens hadn't touched the ball in -12 degree weather for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, was that just, man? Do we roll a guy who hasn't touched the ball all game out there?
Because that other short yardage, they kept Trevor Harris in on that one short yardage touchdown, right?
Yep. So, yeah, and it was. Like, let's not
third and goal.
Let's
from
not
the 5.
Screw around with a bad snap because Tommy's hands are cold.
And during practice, you noticed that they were playing that the Keon Schaefer Baker pass through the middle, and that's exactly what they did. Threw it around the goalposts.
Oh yeah,
which was a tough enough throw, and they got Schaefer Baker on 3rd and 5. And we thought, right? I think it was
third and two. It was third and two.
Was it okay?
Third and two.
Yeah.
Oh, it was third and two.
Why didn't they run that one in too? You're thinking, but you make a point, Jamie. It was chilly, and Stevens hadn't taken a snap for a while, right?
Yep.
And you know what? And I bet the personnel groupings, BC had already switched to short yardage defense too, I'm betting, right?
Mm.
I'd like to go back and take a look at that one, but right now I don't know that. But maybe BC went to the short yardage defense and they kept Trevor Harris in.
So I'm thinking that was probably part of the
I was calling for Tommy.
Yeah.
I've been thinking more about it.
Oh, maybe first it's just five? Like a man. Get a quarterback in there who hasn't touched the cold football all game. You don't want to.
But boy, he's such a.
Remember, just thinking about this, spinning it down, how did a lot of those Calgary Stampeder coaches lose a Grey Cup? They put the short yardage quarterback in at the end of the game against Ottawa, and he screwed it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And everybody's like, why didn't you keep Bo in the game? Didn't you put this? So maybe that scar tissue is not. Maybe Tommy's just the 1 yard guy for that one. Andrew Buckley, I think it was, who got stopped. 1-877-332-8255 here on the Green Zone. We'll see if we see more deep shots. Although again, I was screaming for more runs early in the game. I'm like, just pound it down their throats. I thought they got away from AJ too early in that football game.
I did too.
I did too. And every time they threw deep, you wondered, well, why? They want to, of course, they want to stretch the defense a little bit and have them wary of it, but they didn't complete anything deep. So why not just do the play action and do some dumps and give it to AJ Ouellette over and over and over again?
And to me, that's what the O line, right? They were getting great push and Ouellette, like, just pound
it. Unstoppable sometimes. And when he gets
especially dry, in the cold.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's his
man.
Weather, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh.
I was amazed he had sleeves on, right?
Right. There you go.
Yeah,
there.
Tough guy. Jeez. Tough guy, right? Yeah, he wouldn't wear sleeves. Hey, I bet he never wears sleeves. We laughed at him getting out of the truck that gave him a ride to the stadium today. I didn't see a T-shirt. I just saw
wearing a Captain America shirt.
I just saw the guns. That's all I saw.
Yeah, and the overalls. He didn't think it was cold. He was looking forward to this. And his beard and hair keep him pretty warm, too, I'm sure. So.
I imagine. Yeah, got that mane cooking. Mark, thanks for the call here on the Green Zone post-game show. As we'll keep it rolling with your calls, and thanks for your patience. That line is open now if you want to hit redial to get in here on the Green Zone post-game show. The Riders are heading to Winnipeg for the 112th Grey Cup, and we will be there with full coverage on the Green Zone on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.